Good morning, everyone, and welcome. We are here on day four. And day four of the Feel Better Challenge. 4 days in a row, you made it. Congratulations. And we're hearing from so many of you that you are really starting to see life differently, that you're starting to see that there is more. Now, of course, this is your habit-breaking, belief-busting, neuropathway-creating challenge. The five-day challenge is here for you to feel freaking better. To make sure my microphone. I forgot to put on my microphone. Sorry about that, Facebook Live. At least I remembered. So you're here to feel better. You're here to feel better. To break those old habits of thought. To break that are deep in the unconscious, by the way. To move into a new dynamic of being, of true being. Of knowing now. And you can't unknow this, and that's the cool part. You can't unknow this stuff, and that once you know it, you kind of, you know, it's like you have it versus it, a subconscious having you. You are now in command of the ship of your soul now. Now, that's really different than control. Command is you're able to see, you're able to clearly see what's going on, plan, strategize. You're able to take responsibility, which means you have an ability to respond. You're able to recognize, to recognize what's been going on this whole time, that there have been things deep, deep in the subconscious that have been running the show, that were created in the instances of trauma and upsetting events in childhood, that we made a conclusion that said, this is who we are and this is what life is. I must be not lovable. I must be not enough. I must be not good enough. I must be wrong or bad. I must be quiet or still. I must be running. I must be stopping. I must not commit. All of these decisions were made in a moment of upset, understandably so. Something happened and we said, oh, that's got to be what it is. This has to be what life is. And now we know it. Now we know that these beliefs have been running the show deep in the unconscious, and we don't have to be upset by these beliefs any longer. We don't have to be upset by these beliefs. We only have to love them and acknowledge them, and in the acknowledging of them, they start to change and unwind. We can't help now but say, wow, no wonder my life has been the way it's been. No wonder. No wonder. Now, today we're going to play with relationships. And we're going to do just a couple things around that. One is a very special process that I learned from someone else and then layered over the spontaneous transformation technique steps. I had been doing SCT long before I learned this technique, but the technique seems to have this beautiful life of its own, and it's so perfect for relationships. And it's a wonderful process that's actually about self-forgiveness. Ironically, most of the time when we're most upset, it's because of these deep subconscious beliefs that say, you're this. Someone then comes into our universe that is vibrating, I'm not good enough, I'm not good enough, I'm not good enough, right? Our universe is vibrating at this universal law that was created in a moment of upset. And someone walks into our universe and they have no choice but to respond to, I'm not good enough, I'm not good enough. And they sure enough say, you're not good enough in some way or another. And we get really upset. How dare they? And it was kind of us all the time. Now, it takes two to tango here, so we're also walking into their universe simultaneously. And that's what relationships is. It's two souls smashing into each other. Yay! And when we smash into each other, there is always the opportunity to heal and transform and see what's really going on. So two souls show up and bump into each other to reveal to each other the patterns that are ready to be healed and unwound and self-forgiven for.
There's, I don't know about you, but I still can't walk on water. And until I do, I'm probably going to be playing in this amazing playground that is this planet and bumping into other souls. And then we get to consciously figure it out, consciously unwind, consciously take responsibility. Now, I've been to lots and lots and lots and lots of programs over the years. I was a bit of a workshopaholic in my 20s and 30s. That's when I became a healer. I trained for 5 years to become a healer. And then within about 5 years of that, I had developed this system of healing that I used on myself called Spontaneous Transformation Technique. And in those workshops, I witnessed a lot of here's what you do, advice. And what I realized over the years is it's really about what has been fueling the bumping into. What is the universal law, the limiting belief law that has been kind of running the show that is actually 100% playing a part in any relationship? And you, now that you're seeing things differently here on day four, because of the really incredible journey we've been on, understanding our power, understanding our gifts, understanding our financial prosperity in day one, two, and three. Here we are in day four, and we are able to now see that all of it's connected. In fact, some of you have already written into me, we're going to do physical healing on day five, and you've already written into me that the pain has disappeared. The chronic pain that you've had for decades is gone. I mean, what happened there? Right? We didn't address the symptom. Some of you are already sharing that your relationships are changing because you're seeing things differently. What's going on there? Well, it's our angle of perception, right? It's our angle of perception on our life. We're looking at our life and saying, wait a minute, what if my life is here for me? And if that's true, then what if this moment is just a nudge from the universe to go deeper, to change, to transform, to look at something that I'm ready to forgive myself for? What if that's all it is? Right? Life is here in absolute love, no matter what. Every moment of your life is showing up in love. Every moment. What if that were true? What if that were true, that every moment in your life you are showing up, is showing up for you in love? Now, love has different megahertz, different hues and different densities. But every single piece of it, no matter what it looks like, is love. Now, let's just stand in that for a moment, okay? What if, right now, every single part of our life, and pretend with me and play, and for those of you who have looked at your life and said it's horrible, it's awful, and you have a litany of things that went wrong, and you have a list as long as my arm of what's wrong with your life, notice that. Notice that you have a list as long as your arm about what's wrong with life. And that is being, that's fueling more of the same. Okay? And I also don't want to take away any empathy. If you have a list as long as your arm of what's wrong with your life, I want to say I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry for what's happening to you and the pain and suffering you're going through. And I know that you're here because you want it to transform. So instead of constantly looking at this beautiful litany of things that are wrong, we can change the angle of our perception to see what's right in our life. We can change the angle of perception to see what's possible in our life. And we are moving into grand possibilities with this. And so as we stand in this moment and we consider, what if everything in my life is love? Ah, there we go. Wow, that was a really beautiful opening. Just pretend with me. Even if you have this long list of what's wrong, just notice that and say, yes, that's there too. And what if, what if love is really what's here for me? What if that's really true? And pretend and fantasize and just have an inkling of a possibility of a maybe of a what if. What if that were true? Dance in that, play with that, breathe in that. What if it were true that every part of my life, every part, without exception, is love in a different hue, in a different density, in a different frequency, in a different megahertz. Some of them very, very high. Some of them not as, some of them seemingly low, but all of it is love. What if that were true? So I'm just going to give you a 30 seconds to just feel that, dance in that, breathe into that, and take a moment to shine the light of consciousness of how you're feeling in that concept of love. What if I am dancing in love? What if every part of my life is love, no matter what? No matter what. If every part of my life is love, no matter what. Now I'm going to tell you a little story about that. This part. I'm doing this Feel Better Challenge so that I can get this material out into the world in a bigger way. And I've invited some people to invite you to this challenge.
So that I can get this out there in a bigger way. It's a very important piece to me right now is the Feel Better Challenge. And on Friday, the platform that the Feel Better Challenge sits on is a vendor that holds my websites. And they sit on a platform that is Amazon, the Amazon Cloud. And the Amazon Cloud crashed for the first time in the history of the Amazon Cloud. It crashed just as two of my largest partners were sending and inviting you to the Feel Better Challenge. And because of that, my site was down and a strange message showed up. And because of that, a bunch of people got scared, understandably so, and reported me and my site to their ISPs. And so I had several ISPs blacklist me, which meant that the next set of partners couldn't tell their list, their subscribers, their tribe, about the Feel Better Challenge. It was a devastating day because our mind says, oh, I'm listening to guidance. I'm doing it. I'm going to the next step and the next step and the next step. Oh, this is so fun. And then whap. I'm sure some of you have felt that way. Whap. And I got depressed. I actually got depressed. It's been a while since I've done that, but I spiraled down. And in that moment, I went to the Neural Pathway Gym and I said, okay, what if every single part of my life is love? What if this is here for me? This is here for the evolution of my soul. And I started to explore it. And I started to do spontaneous transformation on it. And I started to move into the part of my body that was devastated. And I started to play with the little one that got devastated over and over and over again in childhood, that said, life isn't fair. I'm not allowed to succeed. I'm not allowed to move forward. I got to see what the beliefs were right then. And I got to do spontaneous transformation and honor the little one's emotions that were held in those moments they could never express how unfair it was. And they cried and railed and screamed. Until we found the new neural pathway of what's needed now. And then I started really thinking, okay, what's happening here? And the old new age questions are, is the universe telling me that this is not what I'm supposed to be doing? That one made me mad. Is the universe telling me that I'm still in some kind of karmic wheel of dysfunction and I still have really deep-rooted limiting beliefs about being able to move into the world? And that one made me mad. And the mad was a good mad. I realized that, no, those questions aren't even relevant anymore. The question truly is, love is showing up in this moment. So So if this is love, what's really happening? And I went into the still point. I went into the sacred chamber. I went to the white space. And what I heard and what I saw, which you may have seen when we did the prosperity yesterday, is a future that says, and I wrote this down, the enormous expansion in my future demands that I not be upset by the bumps. It showed me a future where I better not be upset by the bumps anymore. They better not take me out anymore. And I also wrote down these affirmations for me. I'm gaining strength and endurance by making sure that uncanny resistance does not matter. It doesn't matter. At the end of the day, none of those things matter. It doesn't matter. When we make something matter, we make it dense. We make it dense. This is matter. When we make something matter, it gets denser and heavier in our field of being. So at the end of the day, it doesn't matter. I'm gaining strength and endurance by making sure that uncanny resistance, that Friday with all that stuff that happened, was uncanny resistance. That was 450 bench press of neuropathway gym resistance. And I gained strength and endurance by making sure that those moments of uncanny resistance do not matter. Are you getting it? Good. Good. Okay, so now if we bring all of that to relationship, we can meet uncanny resistance in relationship because we've got two souls, limiting beliefs, bumping and crashing into each other all the time. And in relationship, it's right here all the time, inches from your face. It's always in front of you, isn't it? So we're going to do a little healing process right now. And I'm going to explain what the healing process is. It's called Ho'oponopono, and it is an ancient Hawaiian prayer. And what I do is I overlay the spontaneous transformation system on top of it. And what that does is it allows a more cognitive experience. And when the mind is involved, and is playing along, the conscious awakening that happens allows a grander opening. Okay? So Ho'oponopono is an ancient prayer, and it goes like this. I've actually changed the order, so don't freak out if you know Ho'oponopono. Again, I changed it for a reason, for the STT overlay. Okay, I'm sorry, please forgive me, I love you, thank you, is the prayer. I'm sorry, please forgive me, I love you, thank you. Very, very powerful prayer. It's an ancient Hawaiian prayer, and now Ho'oponopono is spread around the planet, and so those four words together have tremendous additional energy behind them when we say them. Now, the intention is what the STT part is, the intention behind each of those words. And the idea here is to actually forgive ourselves, ironically. And remember, we did something happened in childhood. We didn't do it. Something was done to us. We created a set of conclusions. And some of those conclusions we made were that we could not be forgiven, that we did something wrong. And that's deep, deep in the subconscious now. We did something wrong. And so now is the chance to unwind it. Now, how do we access the parts of us that are ready to be forgiven? We create people to be in conflict with. There's no better way for us to take action than discomfort. You know, there's a reason why we have pain receptors. So that we don't burn our hand. We touch something, go, oh, ow. Right? So the circumstances of our life are like one big pain receptor so that we can that's it. There's an actual energy here right now as you're considering this. So that we can use it to neural pathway gym and go into the parts of ourselves that are ready to be healed and loved and honored and acknowledged and forgiven. And so Ho'oponopono is a self-forgiveness process. And so when we can self-forgive, we release the tension and the energy from our field. Our universe, you know, the universe that is us, the relationship that we're having, are walking into, responding to our universal belief of, I'm not good enough, I'm not smart enough, whatever it is, I'm not allowed, you don't support me, life is unjust. They're responding to that, the people that we're in relationship with, okay? So when we unwind it, that charge is missing. And so it takes two to tango. They have their, you're also walking into their universe, right? So when one of the charges, the energy, the frequency has moved, has healed, has transformed, has transmogrified, now the other person has no choice but to react to that and must change. And they're going to do one of two things. They're either going to leave or heal. They're either going to say, oh, there's nothing here that I want to keep fighting, and there's nothing here to fight with. So they find someone else to fight with. Or they really, really want to, they love you, and they want to be with you. And so they say, wow, this energy has changed and mold, and they must mold and change around this new energy. So Ho'oponopono is a wonderful way for us to change the dynamic and self-heal. And how do we do that? Well, let's think of the person that's been upsetting you. Think of the person who done you wrong, did something wrong, did something bad. How dare they? Whatever it is, think about that person. Okay? Now, here's, and I want you to move into a state of observer. Remember the observer? Move into that observer energy where you are detached. You're watching the movie. You're not in it. And I want you to just consider, whatever they did to you, have you ever done that to another? Now, for some of you, it's going to be, of course not. However, have you ever had the thought? We've talked about how powerful thoughts are. Thoughts are the manifestation machine of our being. Have you ever had a thought that was similar for what they did to you? Have you ever thought about someone else in that way? That's just as powerful as the deed. So have you ever done anything similar to another person that was similar to what that person did you by thought, word, or deed? Now, every time I do this, I think about, like I'm thinking about a person right now who's been extremely challenging business partner for me. And they've tried to get me kicked out of movies. They've tried to get me kicked out of the country. I mean, really intense. And I've never done that. But the thoughts that I've had, even towards them, have been just as powerful. The thought of, oh, I want to get them. The thought of fantasizing what I could do to them, even. Have I ever done it to anyone else? Oh, you bet. When, you know, in my 20s, when I was kind of an asshole, but I was cute, but I was kind of an asshole. There's many times when I behave very, very similarly to how this woman is behaving towards me. So with that, now you get to take responsibility. Now you have an ability to respond, that there's a co-creation happening here, and they are responding to that frequency within you that's ready to be forgiven, and they are showing up at the perfect time to support you in self-forgiving. Okay? That's the idea behind Ho'oponopono. So now, think about the person, and they're kind of on the periphery, but you're going to say the prayer to yourself. You're going to hold them in consideration as you say this prayer to yourself, and I'm going to walk you through the spontaneous transformation version of this. So now, considering that what they did to you, you have done to others, and now we're going to take a moment to self-forgive. We're going to start with, I'm sorry. And you're going to turn to the little one. We're going to turn to the little one and say, I'm so sorry for what happened. I'm so sorry for what happened to you. You see how this is this STT part. I'm so sorry for what happened to you, little one. The little one that got hurt by this person. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry for the things that happened that had you create cope beliefs and coping mechanisms to survive. I'm so sorry for the beliefs that had to be repressed and the coping mechanisms that fell out of that in order to protect yourself to survive. I'm so sorry that for what happened that you had to create these beliefs and limiting beliefs and coping mechanisms in order to survive. I'm so sorry. You're saying this to your little one. I'm so sorry for what happened, little one. I'm so sorry. And then you say to those who you may have hurt, to the universe itself, please forgive me. Please forgive me for those who I've hurt through thought, word, or deed by expressing these coping mechanisms to protect myself and survive. Please forgive me for those who I've hurt through thought, word, or deed by expressing these coping mechanisms that I needed, but nonetheless, they hurt others, and please, please forgive me for those who I've hurt. Please forgive me for those who I've hurt. And you say to the little one, I'm so sorry, little one, for what happened. You had every reason to create those coping mechanisms. You had every reason to create those beliefs. And I'm so sorry for what happened that you needed those. Please forgive me for how those coping mechanisms and those beliefs may have hurt others. Please forgive me. Please forgive me. I'm so sorry, little one, for what happened. Please forgive me. In turn, please forgive me for forgetting. In those moments when I hurt another through thought, word, or deed, please forgive me for forgetting that I was innocent. I've always been innocent. Forgive me for forgetting that I was innocent in those moments, and I forgot. Forgive me for forgetting in those moments where I was upset and reacting and moving into that old coping mechanisms and these limiting beliefs that I thought were true about me and the world. I forgot that I am love. Forgive me for forgetting that in those moments where I hurt another, that I was love. I forgot. Please forgive me. I'm so sorry, little one, for what happened. Please forgive me for those who I've hurt through thought, word, or deed by expressing the coping mechanisms that came up, that showed up from those moments of upset. Please forgive me for those who I've hurt by expressing these coping mechanisms. There we go. There we go. A beautiful transformation happening now as we really claim this and own it. And then we say to ourselves, to the little one, to ourselves right now, we say to ourselves, I love you. I love you. I love you for being right here in this moment. I love you for showing up every day, for slogging through. I love you for being able to, in this moment, consider the possibility of the beliefs and the coping mechanisms, and being willing to say this prayer. I love you. I love you for your bright, beautiful light. I love you for your gifts and how they show up in the world. I love you. I love you for your brilliance. I love you. I love you, and not because of anything, just because I love you. You're saying this to yourself, and you say it to the little one. I love you so much. I'm so sorry for what happened. Please forgive me for those who I've hurt by expressing the coping mechanisms that fell out of self-protection. Forgive me for forgetting that I'm innocent and I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. And we say thank you, and we actually say to the person who provided us with this moment, thank you for being a teacher that allowed me to see the parts of myself that I was really wanting to forgive, really wanting to love. Thank you. Thank you for showing me this part. And we say to the little one, thank you so much for the coping mechanisms and the beliefs so that we could survive. Thank you. Thank you. We say to those who we've hurt, thank you so much for being willing to forgive. And this is a soul-to-soul conversation. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for being a catalyst for me to see what's ready to be healed now. And we thank ourselves for having the strength of will, the strength of consciousness to be present here in this moment of healing. I'm so sorry, little one, for what happened. Please forgive me for those who I hurt through thought, word, or deed. I love you, little one. I love you. Say your name. I love you, Jen. I love you. Thank you. Thank you for this moment. Thank you for this moment. Thank you for this moment of healing. Thank you. And now we turn to that person and we say to them, I'm so sorry for And we see their little one. And we say to their little one, I'm so sorry for what happened to you, little one. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry for the coping mechanisms and the beliefs that were formed in those moments that hurt me. Please forgive me for not being able to see your light and your brilliance and your little one in those moments where I was hurt by your words, by your thoughts, by your deeds. Please forgive me for not being able to see that, to see the little one that was actually behind all of it. Please forgive me for forgetting that you're innocent and that you are love. In those moments of when I was being hurt by your coping mechanisms, by your beliefs, I forgot that you were love and innocence. And if you can say, I love you, say it. And if it's too hard, say, you are love. There is love here for you. There is love for everyone on this planet, by the way. You just say to them, you are so loved. There is love here for you. And if you can actually say in this moment, don't say it unless you mean it, I love you, from this place of compassion and from this place of self-forgiveness, you say, I love you. I love you. I'm sorry for what happened to you, little one, your little one. I'm sorry for the coping mechanisms that you had to create that has created pain and suffering in your life. I'm so sorry. Please forgive me for not being able to see your light in those moments where I was being hurt. Please forgive me for forgetting that you're innocent and you're a love. And that I love you, that there is such great love here for you. And thank you again. Thank you, thank you, thank you for being a presence in my life that showed me what it was that I was really willing to see and unwind and love and honor and forgive. Thank you. And then we just say to them and to us around, knowing what the intentions are of each of these words now. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I love you. Thank you. I'm sorry, please forgive me. I love you, thank you. I'm sorry, please forgive me. I love you, thank you. Sing it to yourself, you're saying it to them. I'm sorry, please forgive me. I love you, thank you. I'm sorry, please forgive me. I love you, thank you. I'm sorry, please forgive me. I love you, thank you. That's it. And now, the two of us, you and them, are standing in the white space. And there's been a definite transformation here. There's been a softening of the hard edges. There's been an opening. And now, as you stand there, and if you don't believe in this kind of stuff, it's okay. Just use it as a metaphor. Because metaphor it's a strong and powerful thing that happens that allows the mind to release that what it couldn't previously release. And as you're standing in front of them, you see this beautiful angel coming down. It's Archangel Michael. And he has this amazing saber of love. And in your hand is also a beautiful saber of love, tool of love. And what it is, it's kind of like a Star Wars sword is what I see, which is this light sword. That is just love. It's just pure love. You can put your hand right in it and go, oh, love. And you and Archangel Michael now see that there are discordant cords that are attaching you to them and them to you. That there are actual cords that aren't just from them, that are actually from you to them. That was your part, the part of your soul that wanted to be healed. And from them to you, the part of their soul that was ready to be healed. And so you watch now as Archangel Michael uses his saber and you use your beautiful wand of love to dissolve the discordant cords. And there's lots of them, little ones, big ones, thick ones. And it can only dissolve the discordant cords. It cannot dissolve the cords of love. They stay intact. So just right now, take some time and just watch those cords dissolve between you. Watch the cords dissolve between you. And watch the tension get released in those moments as each cord gets dissolved. You might look in the eyes of the other person and see surprise as there's freedom in the release. That's it. That's it. Beautiful. And just take a moment and describe, what does it feel like to be in this Ho'oponopono prayer with Archangel Michael, totally 100% releasing the discordant energy? Take a moment and describe to yourself what it feels like. And as the last one dissolves, feel the freedom. Feel the space. Feel the still point of them and of you in a new dynamic. And describe what this is like. It. And now you may notice that some of the people seem to move away from you, and some stay where they are, and some may come closer, and that's okay. It's all good. The some that are moving away from you, they may not be able to be in your field of being anymore because they were there in order to be stimulated by this conflict energy. And the conflict energy is now dissipated. Okay, and some of these people will be in your field now, and they have no choice but to change because your universe is now vibrating in a different energy. That's right. It's beautiful what I call the long tide happening now. It's a wonderful healing that it's almost as if it cleans the DNA. It's as if, it feels like we've actually done some ancestral work here, that we've gotten to a little piece of relationship healing that has healed long into the past and long into the future. Now remember that if a conflict shows up with this person in the next 24, 48 week, months, it's here for you. It's, you can do Ho'oponopono again. In fact, I do Ho'oponopono every single morning and every single night. It's part of my daily practice. It's part of my meditation. I take a good 5 to 10 minutes every day and do Ho'oponopono twice a day. And sometimes I do it more. And I do the STT version so that I can marry the two systems. But I do it every day. And, when I learned Ho'oponopono from Dr. Hugh Len, is who I learned it from, and he talked about doing it with chairs, going into conference rooms and doing it with the table and the walls and the chairs and planes. And it just allows us to self-forgive ourselves, and all the energies are still out in the world. And when we move through them, we get to say, Oh, I'm sorry, please forgive me, I love you, thank you. And we just honor these little ones over and over and over and over and over again. So what does it feel like to be you in this new energy of freedom? What's it like? What's it like to know that you have this new command, this new superpower, that no matter what conflict shows up now, you can use it. That no matter what uncanny resistance you are faced with, you are now able to use it and self-forgive. What's that like? Right? Wonderful. So that's a wrap for today's amazing day 4 of the 5-Day Feel Better Challenge. For those of you who may be watching this on Facebook and are not registered, if you're interested in joining the 5-Day Challenge and seeing what the first 3 days are about and what the last day is about, just type in the comments, register, and I will reach out to you on your Facebook Messenger with information on how to register for this, okay? So that's an option if you're interested. And remember, we've got day 5 tomorrow at the same time. For those of you who are listening on the recording afterwards, you're starting to notice likely that it's equally as powerful on the recording, and you can go straight into day five because it's waiting for you. For those who are here live, we've got day five, and then we've got, I added kind of a day six. I'm going to do a live Q&A on Saturday for an hour or two where you can actually raise your virtual hands. It's dial-in web streaming, and I'll be here too, where you could raise your hands and actually communicate with me, talk with me, and ask your questions about this material, okay? You can talk about what's going on with you, and there will likely be healing on that show. So watch that, and those who are watching the recording, of course, that's also waiting for you. And even though you think you might have missed the one-on-one, every single person receives powerful healing from every other person's interaction with me. So it's a group dynamic that I've been doing for years and years that I like even almost better sometimes than one-on-one sessions, because in the group dynamic, all these people are raising our boats together and it's buoying us on. So that's very powerful. And the encore of these 5 days will be available for at least a few more days next week. And then I have another extra special thing for you that I came up with last night. Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. So stay with me, okay? It's not just these 5 days. We're going to be playing together a little bit more past these 5 days. I love you, love you, love you, and I will see you on day five, which is physical healing. We're going to do healing disease, upset of the physical body, sprains, strains, aches, syndromes, you name it. We're going to be playing with that on day five, okay? I love you. I will see you tomorrow on day five. Bye now.